This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Tech companies are hoping wearables will become part of our everyday lives. First, though, they have to convince us to wear smartwatches, fitness trackers, and yes, Google Glass. That's got Apple, Intel, and others looking for partners in the fashion industry. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
A couple of years ago, Ben Davis found a watch in the SkyMall catalog that could receive calls. The men's version looked just like a regular watch. So he actually went for the women's version, which was...
It was kind of a far-out, kind of spacey bangle, and you couldn't tell exactly what it was when you looked at it.
Davis wanted people to see and talk about his cool new toy.
And it worked, you know? People thought it was funny. I think people thought it was a little too funny.
The challenge now is moving these devices past enthusiastic early adopters into the mainstream, says Dan Ledger, a principal with Endeavor Partners. To do that, wearables need a makeover, which is why Google tapped designer Diane von Furstenberg and Fitbit paired with Tory Burch.
But I think the companies who are really succeeding in this are saying, let's start from scratch and let's design a product that doesn't look like a gadget.
After design, the next problem will be figuring out how to keep people interested. Ledger says a third of consumers abandon their wearable after 6 months. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.